What's going on, people? This is your boy, Tamara Penny. And I know for a while we've been talking about bringing you guys a podcast. Well, the wait is over. Two bosses and one mic is finally here. And we want to, so like I said, you have me, Tamara Penny, and you have your host, Gary Eccles. Yeah, Gary, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, my name is Gary Eccles, as you just said, and 23 years old. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I went to MTSU. I graduated in the fall. Got a degree in criminal justice. Currently working for the TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. But my long term goals is to, you know, create an online platform to hopefully and potentially to be where I can create income by doing it, so I won't have to work anymore and just work from home. I'm a rookie to like streaming. That's what I'm trying to do, stream and go to certain events that, you know, pay a certain amount of money pool to win the tournament. So I'm dabbling in that field, and also I edit videos and yeah, man, that's basically about me, who I am, and me and Tamara, you know, we decided to do this podcast based off of, you know, him giving you guys content about Boss Up and him creating his brand and trying to grow his brand. And me also, because I'm trying to, you know, of course, doing streaming, like I said, and do YouTube and Twitch and all stuff like that. And we, every time we have a conversation, whether it be about, you know, sports or life or, you know, anything that we have a conversation about, it always, you know, we always get deep into the conversation, always be, you know, a lot of details. And so we just thought it'd be a good idea to, you know, come out with a podcast. It benefits both of us. So, yeah, this is where we are right now.
Cool. So, yeah, like how he was saying, we get into a lot of discussion and, you know, open, you know, debates. And it's just stuff no different than what, you know, all friends do and what people do. So I was thinking, like, you know, what if we just started a podcast just to, you know, share some of the positive information or, you know, our opinions and, you know, insights on certain things. Because that's really, that's one way I believe that we can all, you know, we can get, take a step closer to, you know, becoming one and being united and coming together and doing something for one another is if we start to understand one another. A lot of times people talk and they just talk just to listen. I mean, they just talk just to respond and not actually listen. So with this podcast, we want to be able to get you guys insights and ideas and, you know, share them with the podcast as well. Whatever issues that we may talk about, feel free to, you know, ask questions, you know, send us questions about things to really understand, you know, how we feel or, you know, why we chose to feel a certain type of way about certain incident. Like I said, we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about some religion from time to time. We're going to talk about some inspirational things. We're going to dip in a lot of different, I mean, political issues. Just dip in a couple of different things to really just have certain discussions going and help you guys see things in a different light. One thing I want to do with this podcast is implement prayer. So this is something, you know, like I said, I am a Christian. You know, we're Christians, and that's something that, you know, I believe is strong and, you know, just helping for understanding and help for clarity and, you know, just a good, you know, also a good practice. So just, you know, if there's nobody that, you know, you need prayer or whatever, do not hesitate, you know, send us an email or message letting us know that, you know, this, you know, close one, you know, need prayer, need guidance, need love. So I just want to, you know, do a quick prayer before we actually get started. So, you know, for once here, you know, just bow our heads and do a little quick prayer. Thank you, Father. We give thanks for this beautiful day you have allowed us to have. Thank you for the ability to, you know, have our minds put together to come up with this idea to share positive thinking, positive reinforcement, and positive concepts to your people, and to be able to come together and unite and be as one to have a positive and better outlook on life and be able to help others reach our goals. And, you know, let's stop this pull down mentality. Once we get up, we pull the next one down. Let's start helping each other up. And hopefully this podcast will allow us to do that. Hopefully that, you know, what we say doesn't, you know, offend. We can have healthy conversation. And hopefully the ones who are listening be able to understand, you know, what we're trying to convey. And if not, you know, please don't hesitate to send questions. So with that being said, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So kind of get started, you know, a little bit about, you know, Gary. I know you know a couple of things about me. We're going to, as I said, with this podcast, you're going to learn things about us that you probably didn't already know. So first thing first, I want to get into would you rather. Actually, the first one messed up, but I think I'm going to go with what we had at first. What was I asking before?
I think it was, would you rather have AC or internet?
Nah, I know, but I'm going to go ahead and skip that one. Because okay. We both agreed on that one.
Would you rather teleport anywhere, or would you rather
read
people's minds?
Yeah, so that's the question. Would you rather teleport anywhere you want to go, or would you rather read minds? I'm going to let you go first, and I answer that.
Oh, man. I would rather teleport anywhere. I can't. Because of the simple fact is you can read people's minds, but at the same time, you can't. You can, like, look at their body language and facial expressions. It's a form of, you know, interpreting how a person is feeling, but you can never read a person's mind ever. But I would rather teleport just in case, like, if somebody needs me, or if I just want to get away, or if I just want to travel, if I can teleport anywhere I wanted to, I feel like I would love to do that rather than read people's minds, because sometimes you don't want to know what somebody thinks, especially the close one. They can maybe be like, you know what I'm saying, thinking some crazy stuff, and you would much rather not want to know, or, you know, just anything. I would much rather not know what people's thinking. Much rather want to teleport anywhere.
Okay. That's a good point. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the read minds. Due to being, you know, being a salesperson, to be able to read minds, to overcome the objection before you even asked it, that would be pretty cool. To be able to, you know, basically, anything you come up with, bam, 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 bam. I already, you know, I overcome your objections.
It's like creepy though. People be like, what?
But they know I can't prepare. Like they don't know I can read their mind. They know I can't prepare. Like, oh, okay, you think you got this question? Oh, well, this is how we can handle it. And so to be able to do that, you know, like I said, I can potentially close a lot of sales and generate more income. So like I said, you chose to be able to teleport, which is, that actually is a good thing to have, because like I said, in summer you ain't got nothing to do. That'll reduce a whole lot of, you know, costs.
Exactly. No planes to use. None of that.
But so I was thinking, you know, more reading minds. I think I can generate some more income that way, to be able to know what a person is going to say and then also counter it. So let's go ahead and go to the next thing, which is, our story. So For the audience, you know, who don't really know, I mean, like, they know me as, you know, like I said, they associate with Boss Up Brand. But, you know, like I said, with this podcast, I want you guys to kind of get to know my story and, you know, just get to know me a little more on a personal level if you don't know me already. Same with Gary, to be able to connect with us. You know, like I said, we're, you know, no different than you guys. You know, we're regular human beings just trying to, you know, make it. We have dreams, we have goals, and we want to achieve them. So, Gary, I want you to kind of break down. I mean, just, you know, you don't have to go too much in detail. I mean, you can just talk about how, you know, your thinking and, you know, what was some of your plans in high school. Then, you know, what changed, or, you know, what transition you made when you got to college, and what kind of transition you made since graduating, or since we really started doing, you know, my videos and Boss Up.
Well, what my plans and dreams and goals are now are totally different than what they were in high school. I can tell you that. In high school, this is the thing though. When you look back, when I look back at it, I really didn't have a plan. It was just, I knew I wanted to go to college. I kind of knew what I wanted to go to college for, but it kind of changed up during college. But yeah, I really didn't have a plan going into college. But as I went through college, you know, I saw things, and you know, you kind of get a more of an open eye on how the world works when you get alone, because you face certain experiences and you go through certain things that make you realize certain things, and which has changed your kind of thinking. And the way I think now is totally different the way I thought in high school. Man, in high school, I thought that, you know, everything was, you know, kind of easy, and everything was served up on a silver platter, gold platter, but it's definitely not that way. I'm glad that, you know, my eyes got opened into certain experiences that I went through, so I can understand that that life ain't easy, and nothing's gonna come easy, and you gotta work for everything that you want. So I remember you coming to me and talking about network marketing, and you was just starting your boss up journey, and you know, trying to empower people to be their own boss and be their own entrepreneur. At the time, it sounded crazy. It sounded very crazy to me, so I didn't really accept it. But as like years went by, like, you know, y'all know how it is. Y'all work for a job and y'all bosses get on your nerves, and you know, your managers get on your nerves. They keep telling you what to do when you already doing it, and they think you're not doing it. But that's what really made me kind of was like, okay, let me listen more about what he has to say. Even though he's not an entrepreneur right now, he's giving knowledge about how you can become your own entrepreneur by chasing dreams that you know what I'm saying, would like to do. And we're going to talk about this later on in the podcast, a question that really, that relates to me. But basically, I found a love that I like to do, which is, you know, stream and play different games or whatnot. And I found a way how so I can create income by doing it. And it's by, you know, growing your brand. Anything you do, you have to grow your brand. So I got to grow my brand, you know, branch out, you know what I'm saying? Just how you grow your brand, networking, all that. So I didn't think like that, you know, freshman year of college, you know, in high school. I didn't want to network. I was very quiet, you know. I didn't really talk to people, but I realized that, you know, to get where you want to go, you can't get there by yourself. So you need other people. You don't really need them to do what you're doing, but you need them to, you know, not necessarily help you, but at the same time, they can actually motivate you by, you know, they doing their, you know, field of endeavor, and you see them over there, and you like, you realize that, you know, he's just like me, so why can't I do that, you know what I'm saying, in my field of endeavor? So that's how my way of thinking, you know, kind of grew over the course of years. Now that I'm 23 years old now, and as far as my career goes, yeah, man, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I want to create my dream goal is to create an online platform to where I can create several branches of income by doing what I love to do. That's basically what my goal is, my long-term goal is. And to get there, I know it's going to be a hard journey. You know, certain people, you know, think of, like I told my parents about it. They was like you, they looked at me like I was crazy, but I mean, that's with any goal that you have. If people don't relate to it, that they don't see it now. Just like with Penny, with his boss up, when he first came up to me, telling me about Boss Up. I really thought he was like crazy in the head and delusional, but he kept going, and it's about making, it's not making people respect it, but it's making people be like, okay, that's him. That, like, he's doing that because that's what he wants to do. Like, he loves to do that. Like, he wants to, you know, make a change in the world by doing Boss Up. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Not making a change in the world as far as, you know, motivational purposes, but maybe I can reach people in a way that I never thought I could reach somebody by doing what I love to do. So that's what.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. That's what good little, you know, summary about, you know, where everything you've gone through and had to push through. Basically, how you changed, you know, your mindset. Change is very important, you know, becoming an adult. You have to learn how to adjust. You got to learn how to change through certain circumstances and still be able to come out on top. It's not easy. I really wish things were just as easy as it was in high school, but it's not. So, and with that being said, I want to kind of, you know, give my little spiel about, like I said, my transition from high school to beginning of college. And, you know, I haven't graduated yet, but I'm about to graduate. So just basically how, you know, my mindset pretty much changed. In high school, I mean, he can tell you, anybody who knew me in high school can tell you, I was basically, you know, one of the class kind of most talkative, you know, dudes there, you know, playful dudes there. And, you know, I'm not ashamed about it. I mean, still in one of my, you know, one of my personality characteristics, you know, just a goofy kid, love to play. Hopefully, you know, you guys can tell, you know, well, that's one thing I want to be able to, you know, show you guys with this podcast, you know, just like the two dudes just, you know, talking and be able to, you know, have healthy conversation. But yeah, just, all I knew how to do in high school was play. If a play could be a career, that'd be my profession, but it's not. And so I remember this moment in high school. I believe I was in 11th grade. My grandparents, growing up, I always thought my grandparents were, well, my mom parents was the boring parents. You know, strict, that I was going to church. Like, I don't want to go there. They don't do nothing fun. And I always thought my dad parents was the fun ones, you know, because all they want to do is, you know, stay up all night, watch movies and, you know, eat out and stuff like that. And so I never really paid too much attention to of course, they were incredible. I paid attention to them, but I never really was interested in what they had going, you know, really, if that makes sense. And I remember this one time we was over there, and me and my sister went out to my granddad, and she asked him, she said, "Granddad, who is your boss?" And I can't forget, he took us to the bathroom. And he was pointing at the mirror, and he said, "There you go, right there." And I was like, "Wow." I was like, that was like powerful right there. Cause I was like, man, he just sat there.
I mean, that's some boss. That was also like me.
That's what I'm saying, me. Like, that's me. I'm my boss. And so it's like, man, that really hit and stuck on me. I was like,
that would hit me too.
Like, dog, I it's just right then, I just knew I wanted to have my own business. But I didn't know saying that at the time would have on him. It was just so broad, saying you want to own your own business. That's such a broad statement. But I'm thinking that's like something specific. But until I got older, I realized how broad of a statement that was. I had to simplify what that means,
yeah,
and be specific on what type of business I want to do. But before, you know, I get there, I knew I wanted to do a business, but I didn't know how to go about it. So I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm going to just go to school, and then I'm gonna be this big time scholar and, you know, get all good grades and be able to, cause I was like, I mean, I had a 3.5 in high school. I was, you know, I finished top 20%, ranked 54 out of 500, you know, in my high school, and I was barely trying. So I'm thinking college, oh, I got this, man. Got out here, got humble real quick. You know, made some C's my first semester. Before I even get, I want to get into us being roommates, because that's crazy. Because I mean, because we've known of each other since middle school. Correct? You went to Southland Middle, correct?
Yeah, I went to Southland.
Yeah, Southland Middle. Known each. Like I said, I mean, we didn't really, you know, talk like that. We probably said what's up, you know, like things like that, but never really just had a conversation. And you know, in high school, I mean, and we probably say, you know, probably cooler than we was in middle school. But again, you know, not some, we never really just hung out outside of school more, you know, like I said, or, you know, on the weekend, we never really just hung out. But, actually going to MT, I didn't know who I was going to room with. I just knew I was going. I never really cared about details about stuff like that. I just knew I was going. Like, I would have been cool with a random, like, I think that was it. But I think I heard you. No, what happened? Did you ask me or I asked you?
Man, I can't remember, but I just know. I think it was more because what happened was I was supposed to roommate with somebody else.
Yeah, CJ. But, I know you were supposed to roommate with CJ for sure.
But I think he ended up not submitting his paperwork at the time to, you know, to get a for sure spot.
Yeah.
For a dorm that I wanted. So I think I asked you because I knew you was going. I was like, you know what I'm saying, do you want a room? He was like, yeah, cool. So, honestly, I did not know what I was getting myself into. I mean, I knew Tamari. I knew he liked to play in high school. But, you know, we never crossed paths because I was, you know, doing my thing. I played football in high school. And Penny, he was more of the, you know, people knew him. You know, he was known as the class clown. So, he would be, instead of, you know, playing sports, he would actually be in the stands and all eyes would be on Penny because he doing some crazy stuff. So it was more of a, we never crossed paths, but I knew he played a lot, but living with him, boy, it went to another level. Like,
it was different for you too.
It was because he liked to talk and I don't, like, I'm more of the serious, you know. I don't like a lot of playing. Like, I play, but, you know, I'm more serious than he is. Like, so our personalities really clash because sometimes I be wanting peace and quiet and just chilling. This is what I like to do. I like to chill. If anybody know me, they'll tell you that he just be chilling. Like, he don't really just, you know, talk a lot. I observe before I talk. So he would just get on my nerves to make me talk to him. And I was like, and the only way I would talk to him is if he just get on my nerves to the point where I had to say something to him, to the point where I had to, like, yell. And he would laugh. That would make his day because he knew what he was doing. He knew if he would get on my nerves to the tip of the iceberg, I would talk. And he was just annoying.
See, what the crowd understand, I had siblings growing up.
Yeah,
so,
okay. That's probably what it was.
So, I mean, you have some, but they so far apart that you didn't really grow up, you know, with them. So yeah, I mean, growing up, my brother, especially me and my brother, would irritate the mess out of my sister. Like, it used to be so, because we used to act like we was on Animal Planet, and my sister used to be the animal. And so, we used to act like we was, had a net and tile. So, I know a lot of that came from just basically just growing up, like, just constantly, trying to play. I mean, we constantly fight, like, who gonna eat the last piece? You know, who gonna see, or, you know, like, it's always something. So yeah, that play, so it was weird.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's right next to me and can't, you know, not even talking. So
I was weird back in the day. Like, I would not, like, lie, like, I could be in a room with somebody. It don't matter who you are. If I don't, like, know you like that, you can be sitting right beside me and we can be close together by, like, 2 inches, and I wouldn't say a word to you. That's how I was. It's like, I was just to myself, like, and it kind of had something to do with being an only child, but at the same time, I was sociable in high school, but it was just like, if I didn't know you, I feel like we didn't have nothing to talk about, and that's completely wrong. Like, as I look back now, if I was there back then, it would be a totally different experience. But yeah, when we first became roommates, I didn't talk. But he used to always try to get me to go to certain little events, and because he liked to talk to me people, I would literally go to class, get something to eat, and stay in my room and just not come out. And the growth, it came, man. And we ended up moving into an apartment together. It was the same way, but
we had two other people then.
We had two other people, but it was the same way. It's just like, it's crazy how it works out because, you know, we ended up being together all the 4 years, and in all those 4 years we grew, like, you know what I'm saying, together as far as like friends and, you know, as men, like we literally watching ourselves grow as men, you know, taking on more responsibilities, growing, you know, doing more stuff in life. Like we actually have, you know what I'm saying, plans and goals, and we actually capitalizing on it and doing something to make those dreams come to reality one day. And it's just crazy how you meet somebody and you never come in contact with them until you have to actually, we didn't have to do it, but we just, you know what I'm saying, roommate together, and how he changed my life, and I'm pretty sure certain stuff that I do changed his life in some type of way. Like, we actually have influence on each other that is good. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a toxic influence. It's actually like a motivational influence. Like, he, like, I can tell you, if I come to him and tell him I want to do this and that, this and that, if he sees me slacking, he's gonna say it in a slick way, but it's gonna be like, I'm gonna think about it and be like, dang, I'm not going hard enough. Yeah. And my approach to him, if he tell me when he want to do something, my approach is totally different from me. I'll be like, you're not doing this. You're not doing that. And he gets so mad and frustrated. He gets so mad. It's funny. Like, I can get under his skin by telling him he's not going hard enough. Because I don't sugarcoat. I'll be like, you ain't doing this, doing that. He gets so mad. And then he come back to me, like, a couple of days later. He won't say nothing. He come back a couple of days later and be like, you know what, man? He was right. I'm not doing this and that and that. And it's just crazy. Like, this is how our relationship worked throughout the whole college career, man. It's crazy. And I think it's going to forever be like that because, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we just hold each other accountable. I mean, I think it's genuine what we said. We want to see each other do good. And we know we have to do more than what it takes to do, especially the odds, you know, they're stacked up against us, and really understanding, you know, how easy these things can be taken away from us. So we really have to take advantage, you know, right now when it's important. Like I said, I didn't really want to, you know, go too long, so I want to go ahead and switch it up to the next topic. Let's go ahead and ask, like, what is the biggest challenge you think our youth is facing right now?
In my opinion, the biggest challenge our youth is facing is being, I'm going to say this in the wrong way, but being authentic and genuine. Being authentic and genuine. And the reason why I say this is because social media is a good thing, but at the same time, it's a bad thing because I remember I was watching this. I read this video post, and it was a video about how social media is like a perception that, you know, that you're doing this and that, but at the same time you're miserable or whatnot. Some people, I'm not saying everybody, but I feel like that our youth has a lot of potential and a lot of dreams and aspirations that they want to do, but I feel like that they feel, or sometimes that they feel that since it's not the norm of the, or it's not considered cool of, you know what I'm saying, they don't go out and do it, and they kind of lose themselves by trying to be this certain person that they're not, rather than, you know what I'm saying, going for those goals and dreams and aspirations because they don't know how people are going to react. But in the meantime, I feel like if they do what they want to do and, you know what I'm saying, go for those dreams, aspirations, people are going to respect them for that because it's like, dog, he went a different route or dang, he stuck to what he believed in. And that's why I feel like our youth is like, they try to be too much of like this is on TV and they got to realize that everybody has a different route. So mm-hmm. That's what I feel like youth is struggling, biggest challenge of what they're struggling with right now, in my opinion.
To me, I just think it's the belief that you can actually be something and take control of your life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, I think, you know, what you were saying also, you know, is go hand in hand with what I'm trying to say, because social media, like I said, we look at social media, we see these models, we see people who are doing well, we see success, celebrities, successful people, and we try to imitate, you know, what they showing us on social media, which is, you know, the fame, the glamour, you know, the women, the money. And what we not understanding, or what we don't see, is the process on how they got there.
Yeah.
And so we try to eliminate the process and try to immediately get there. And we'll make, you know, rash decisions, you know, without thinking. And we put ourselves in debt. We start to fail. We start to tack, you know, add too much responsibility on ourselves. And we can't really see clearly. Now we think we got to, you know, result to, you know, selling drugs or, you know, robbing or stealing, whatever the case may be. And I just think there's a, you know, lack of positive, you know, role models that actually talks about the journey and talks about what you need to do in order to be successful, in order to take control. And so I know there's some out there, but I want to be able to help, you know, the students or, you know, young generation connect to those people, you know, by also, you know, being trying to be a leader to them. So I do think their confidence and their ability to understand there are other outlets and being successful, you know, out there other than entertainment, basketball, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's more outlets, and you have to create a way to, you know, or not create a way, but, well, in a sense, create a way, but find out how you can use that to your advantage to, you know, someday make you some income to where, like you said, like your granddaddy said, so you can become your own boss and you can wake up every day not dreading to go to work, and it can be something that you love to do by, you know, creating an outlet of, you know, even though it's not growing right now, or it's not where you want it to go right now, just make sure you know what I'm saying, working on it to where it building. Because like you said, the process, you know, everybody that's famous, everybody that's successful, they didn't just wake up one day and was like, they did one thing for one day and was successful. I'm pretty sure it took years and years and years, and that's what I thought too. I mean, I thought too, so that was a good point that you said, because I think a lot of people try, because a lot of people try to eliminate the process and try to skip the process, and it doesn't work like this. So,
yeah. Okay. Okay. So I think we have a good, you know, a good amount of content for our first podcast. Right now, you know, we plan on doing, you know, around 30 minutes every 2 weeks. Until, you know, we start to see the you know, number of people actually watching and, you know, actually paying attention to our podcast grow, and then we'll give you more content actually, you know, probably drop on a one, you know, a week to week basis. But till then, we want to just kind of start off slow, see how you guys feeling, see how you guys, you know, rocking with it, and, you know, let us know, you know, give feedback, give comments, give reviews. Don't be scared to ask us questions. Please ask us questions. You can go on my Instagram or Twitter at BossUp_Penny. You can, like I said, you can message me on Instagram, or you can just ask a question on Twitter with the hashtag AskAPenny. And then, you know, I'll be able to get those. But you can also email me at BossUpPenny@gmail.com. So be able to interact with you guys. I want to know, you know, what your guys' thoughts, you know, any questions you have. What can we do to improve? You know, all those things. So, you got any final comments?
No, man. Like you said, don't be afraid to, you know, come in and ask questions, because we really want to make this podcast more of a, like an open conversation, and just lay back and chill somewhere you can just talk and, you know, give your opinions on about certain things that we come up with, certain topics that we come up with. We would love to, you know, get feedback and questions from you guys, because we really just want to make it an open conversation. So the more questions, the better. And I feel like that way you guys can connect in the podcast better, because it's like you have a part in the podcast, because you're asking the questions and you giving your input on certain things that are going on in the world. So like you said, man, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay. Just say this before I give my boss tip, And we head out. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just go on YouTube and type in my name, Tamiron Penny. You know, subscribe to Boss Up TV. Please do not hesitate to share the YouTube channel as well. And please share this as well. But Boss Up tip of the day, know what you need to do. We all know what we want to do, but very little of us know what we need to do to get things done. And when you know what you need to do, you know how to prioritize to get those things done. So let's stop. You know, we all know what we want to do. Let's figure out what we need to do to get it done. But that's all I have for you today. And I see you guys, like I said, on Monday for Boss Up TV. And next episode on the podcast will be 2 weeks from now. I appreciate you for your time. And I appreciate you, Gabriel, starting this journey. And, man, let's rock it.
Absolutely.
All right. Peace.
Peace.